close to you.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just out of the mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Lay their money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. Money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
People smile and tell me I'm the lucky one, and we've just begun. I think I'm gonna have a son. He will be like him and me, as free as a dove, conceived in love. The sun is gonna shine above. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a chain of love. And in the morning when I rise, bring a tear of joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. Love a guy who holds the world in a paper cup. Drink it up. Love him and he'll bring you love. And if you find he helps your mind, better take him home. Yeah, don't you live alone. Try to earn what love is on. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. Everything will bring a change. Joy to my eyes and tell me everything's gonna be alright. And even though we ain't got money, I'm so in love with you, honey. In the morning when I rise,
All right, wrapping up a set of some fantastic vocalists from the 70s. That last song was, of course, Anne Murray doing Danny's Song. That is a Kenny Loggins composition. And her version of it peaked at number 7 on the Hot 100 in 1972. And, she was the first Canadian female solo singer to reach number 1 on the U.S. charts and the first one to earn a gold record. And that was for her signature song, Snowbird, in 1970. She's won 4 Grammys and 3 American Music Awards, 3 CMA Awards, and 24 Juno Awards, which is a Canadian award. So Anne Murray, a great cadre of work and a beautiful, beautiful voice. Before that, we heard Cher doing one of her signature songs, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. It's one of my favorites. I love her story songs. They're so great. That came out on her 7th studio album called, rightfully so, Cher in 1971. And she had Billboard Hot 100 singles with that song, also Half Breed, Dark Lady. And she actually became the female solo artist with the most number one singles in U.S. history at that time. So she sold over 100 million records. She's one of the world's best-selling music artists. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She's won Grammys, Emmys, Academy Awards, Golden Globes. So she's one of those people who's got a very large mantle full of awards. So couldn't have something about the 70s without hearing from Cher. Before Cher, one of my favorite bands of the 70s, the Captain and Tennille. They were doing their hit song, Love Will Keep Us Together. That was a big hit in 1975. It was the title track to that album that came out in 1975. And it was at the top of the charts, the Billboard charts, for 4 weeks starting in June of 75. So they had a couple of albums, and Love didn't keep us together. They actually did end up getting divorced. That song was the best-selling single of 1975, and it won a Grammy Award and Record of the Year. So very well lauded for that album. Before that, classic vocals from Karen Carpenter of Carpenters, and we heard their big hit, They Long to Be Close to You. Rolling Stone actually put it on its list of 100 greatest singers of all time, Karen Carpenter, that is. And this album that it was on, titled, oddly enough, Close to You, it had 2 hit singles, that one and We've Only Just Begun, and both those songs peaked at number 1 and number 2, respectively, on the Hot 100. So obviously, Karen Carpenter, one of the greatest voices of our times and any times. And then we started the set with Linda Ronstadt doing You're No Good. She has had like 24 studio album and 15 compilation albums or greatest hits albums. She's been on the Billboard Hot 100 38 times, and 21 of those singles reached the top 40, and 10 reached the top 10, and 1 reached number 1, and that is You're No Good, the one that we just heard. So Linda Ronstadt sadly has Parkinson's and is not able to sing anymore, but she really had amassed a great volume of work. So let's continue now with more of our pop divas and icons from the 70s, and we'll hear some more right after this public service announcement.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Something to tell you that I never thought I would. believe you really ought to know. I love you. I honestly love you. You don't have to answer. I see it in your eyes. Better left unsaid. This is pure and simple, and you must realize that it's coming from my heart and not my head. I love you. I honestly love you. Trying to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm not trying to make you anything at all. But this feeling doesn't come along every day. And you shouldn't blow the chance when you've got the chance to say. Born in another place and time, this moment might be ending in a kiss. But there you are with yours, and here I am with mine. So I guess we'll just be leaving it at this. I love you.
Thank you. when some of the work gets kinda hard. And this ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool, and the boss don't mind sometimes if you act a fool. At the car wash, come on, y'all, and sing it for me.
Car wash,
woo, woo, woo.
Car wash, yeah. Work and work.
Well, those cars never seem to stop coming.
Work and work.
Keep those bags and machines humming.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work.
Keep out, I can't wait till it's time to go home.
Hey, get your car.
Just turn.
That's the Pointer Sisters there, and they are three sisters, June, Ruth, and Anita, and they had a lot of hits in the 70s and the 80s. They won 3 Grammy Awards, they have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and they had 13 top 20 hits between 1973 and 1985. They actually were ranked as the 93rd most successful Hot 100 artist of all time from Billboard and the 32nd most successful Hot 100 women artists of all time. Very accomplished there. That is the Pointer Sisters. For that, an icon, Gloria Gaynor doing I Will Survive. That song won a Grammy at the 22nd Annual Grammy Awards. It also received nominations for Record of the Year and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. And Rolling Stone ranked it number 492 on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. And it ranked number 97 on Billboard Magazine's all-time Hot 100. Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive. Before that, one of my favorite songs, I always say it's my favorite clapping song, Rose Royce doing Car Wash. And that is from the movie of the same name. If you haven't seen it, I haven't watched it since the 70s, so I don't know if it holds up well. But that movie launched Rose Royce into prominence. And the singer that you hear there is Gwen Dickey. And that came out in 1976. And we started, oh no, we had two more. We did ABBA, Dancing Queen. And ABBA is a Swedish pop group from Stockholm. And it's two married couples. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce their names. but they are one of the most popular and successful musical groups of all time. And they were active from about 1972 to 1982. They had 20 singles in the Hot 100, and 14 of those made it to the top 40, and 10 made it to the top 20. So a total of four of those singles reached the top 10, including Dancing Queen, which reached number one in April 1977. Classic ABBA there with Dancing Queen. And we started it with the late, the great Olivia Newton-John doing her signature song, I Honestly Love You. She won four Grammys. She had 15 top 10 singles. She had five number one singles on the Hot 100 from Billboard and two number one albums on the Billboard 200. A lot of accolades for Ms. Olivia Newton-John. And she's interesting in that she sort of made the crossover from more country, which is weird because she's from Australia, but to pop. And of course, solidified her place in our hearts with her performance in the movie Grease. All right. It is getting to be close to the end of the show. We have about 20 minutes left. So I'm going to try to squeak in a few more songs here. And we'll just keep those 70s women coming here on Something About the Women.
Bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try them out, you see.
outside the rain begins, and it may never end. So cry no more on the shore, a dream will take us out to sea. Forevermore, forevermore. Close your eyes and dream, and you can be with me. Neath the waves, through the caves of owls, long forgotten now. We're all
think we can make it.
Make it
one more time. If we try
one more time for all of the all time.
One more time.
And as our show is almost over, let me tell you what we heard in that last set. I was trying to squeeze in as many pop women from the 70s as I can. And we started that set off with Melanie doing her great song, Brand New Key. That came out in 1971. She was one of the only women solo acts, one of only three, that were at Woodstock performing in 69. And she was Billboard's number one female vocalist in 72. And she had two gold albums and a gold single for Brand New Key. So she passed away recently, but I've always loved Melanie. And I should mention, before we run out of time, that all these little statistics that I'm giving to you about these different songs and artists are courtesy of Wikipedia. And it's a great resource for information about music. And I recommend giving them, a little bit of money, $5 here and there, to make sure that archive continues to thrive and be accurate. And we rely on it out in the world, and we don't realize how much we do. We also heard from Rita Coolidge doing her song, We're All Alone. That came out in 1977 on the album Anytime, Anywhere. And her songs were constantly on the Billboard pop and country and adult contemporary and jazz charts in the 70s and 80s. And she won two Grammys with her fellow musician and her then husband, the late Kris Kristofferson. She also, and this is really interesting, she deserves to be on this list, if only because Eric Clapton stole her music. The end of Layla, that sort of instrumental thing, she wrote that and she shared that with him because her boyfriend was in his band, in Eric Clapton's band, and he just outright stole it. And when she tried to contact Clapton to say, what the heck, his manager said, what are you going to do? You're a girl. You don't have money to fight this. Let it go. So I think that's really rotten, and I kind of boycott Eric Clapton for that reason. Props to Rita Coolidge for her songwriting and she's just been wronged by Eric Clapton. We also heard Melissa Manchester doing Midnight Blue. It came from her debut album. Actually, was it her debut? I'm not sure. It came from an album called Melissa in 1975. Actually, I think that might have been her second album. She wrote a lot of songs with Carol Bayer Sager, who is a wonderful songwriter. And Midnight Blue is probably her signature song. It was on the Billboard Hot 100 charts for 17 weeks, and it peaked at number 6 in August of 75. And then the last song we heard in that set was Kiki D and the Kiki D Band doing I've Got the Music in Me. And a lot of people know Kiki D from her duet with Elton John, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. But her real name is Pauline Matthews, and she took the stage name Kiki D. She's from England. She was the first female singer from the UK to sign with Motown's Tamla Records. I've Got the Music in Me, which we got the bonus version, I think, there, came out in 1974. And love that song, so I added it to this list while we still have time. And speaking of time, we are almost out of it. I want to say thanks for listening, and I want to let you know that Brian Young will be up next with a crash course for the Ravers, and I hope you continue to enjoy your Saturday. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Turn on the light, don't lap it, it'll be alright.